Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the nephew is here, with today's prank phone call. What you got, nephew?
This right here is Bump and Grind. Bump and Grind. That's what we're going to do. This morning, cat dog.
Nothing wrong.
That's why I have a song about that, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bump and Grind. Let's go, Ken.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Marcus. Marcus.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listen.
Let me turn the radio down for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I live in an apartment building that you just moved into. I live in 21A, and you live above me in 22A. I actually got your number from the leasing office. I told him I wanted to welcome you to the apartment building, man, but I don't want to really raise no eyebrows, but I was really calling about, you know, first of all, let me go ahead and say welcome to the building, man. I hope that you and is that your wife that lives with you?
First of all, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But why would you need to have my number to do that? You could have just came and knocked on my door, man.
Well, yeah. Well, see, I really called and got the number was, kind of reach out to you, man. I don't be wanting to start no trouble with nobody or nothing like that. I be wanting to, you know, I want my neighbors to be cool with me, and I want to be cool with my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reaching out, man, because you know the noise, man. I work at night and I sleep during the day, man. But it seems like since you guys moved in, man, in the middle of the day, it's you know, I mean, I know what it's like to have a lady.
Hold on. You're hearing noises coming from my place in the middle of the day?
Right, I mean, I'm hearing you making love to your lady, man. I mean,
Nah, man. You know what it is? You might be hearing something from another unit, man. It's definitely not coming from us, because I'm at work, and my girl is there, but she's on the computer, you know, she's looking for a gig right now. Hello?
Okay, wait a minute now. So you live in apartment 22A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I live in 21A. Your bedroom is above my bedroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me that you're hearing noises that sound like somebody's making love coming from my crib at this time of day, and I'm not there, and only my woman is there? Dude, man, you know, again, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I appreciate you calling and you know, neighbor and all that. 21A, you said you were, right?
Yeah.
Man, look, I mean, you called me, all right? So let's get to the bottom of this one time. You saying you hearing this? What kind of noise are you hearing exactly? Tell me.
Hey, you know what, man? This is probably just a big mistake. I mean, maybe she's just hanging some pictures or something, bro. You know what? I apologize.
Pictures, man. We ain't even brought no pictures yet. I mean, you calling me like you hearing a black hammer going off in my crib. What the you talking about, man?
Hey, man, listen, Marcus, I apologize.
No, my man, you telling me I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what you are, but I'm a man. You calling me telling me you hearing noises coming from my crib that sound like somebody's. And now you telling me don't worry about it? Maybe you made a mistake.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is maybe it's just a legitimate mistake. I don't think maybe she hanging some pictures or moving some furniture or something like that.
Ain't no pictures, man. I keep telling you that. Ain't no shouldn't be no noise coming from my crib.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to start no trouble, man.
Are you not starting some shit? Why don't you tell me,
man, all I was calling about was trying to get a decent rest, man. I work at night, bro. That's all I'm talking about, man. I'm not trying to...
I don't give a shit if you went to graveyard shit. I don't care. You calling me, telling me about my crib that I just moved into. You ain't lazy. Ain't no going on like that, man. I don't believe it. You got the right address. Where you live at, man? You live at man?
Yes, man, in apartment 21A, and your place is above mine, man.
Hold on, man, hold on, man, hold on. You pull this back over, man. Hold on 1 second, man. Cause you talking to
dude. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to have no trouble, man. I'm not trying to have no trouble, man.
You got to be working there, dude. I do 50 hours a week, man. I don't need to hear like this.
Okay, dog, I'm not, all I'm saying is, man, I thought you was making love to your woman, man. That's what I thought. That's why I called you to ask her to keep the noise down.
I ain't making love to my wife. I ain't even in my arms right now. I'm in my radio. Just that. He could hear this 21A. And I'm coming right to your crib to hear it. Come and hear it from your crib.
No, hold on. Hold the hell up, dude. You're not coming to my apartment to hear nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
I want your I'm talking to you don't know me.
I ain't letting you in my house, man, about no man that you got going on upstairs. You gotta control your woman, man. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Don't tell me nothing about my woman. You don't even know my woman.
I know she's been up there weighing it out for the last 2 weeks between 12 and 2. I know that.
You got to be you talking to Daniel, man. I'm coming to your
You ain't coming to my apartment, man. I'm not. Hey, man, listen. No. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm telling you.
You got trouble. I'm coming in your crib, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. If you listen.
From my crib. I ain't even home.
I got one more thing I need to say, all right? All right? You
better be telling me you're opening the door.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Wait a minute, what the f***? Hey, you live at 21A, man?
Step away from 21A, please. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank you, man.
Damn.
Are you at 21A?
Dude, I'm right outside my apartment, man. I'm ready to blow that hang up, man.
Nephew Tommy?
This Tommy, man. How you doing, brother? Oh, man, Tommy. You had me going, man. I was coming to up, man. I'm serious, man.
I got one more thing I got to ask before I let you go, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, without a doubt.
Hey, man, step away from 21A. Step away.
And there you have it, right there.
Plates.
Straight ignorant, straight stupid. Mm-hmm. That's how we're doing it this morning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to be stupid this weekend, man. And it starts today. It starts tonight in Richmond, Virginia. You do understand that, don't you?
It's
show tonight,
mm-hmm.
2 Friday, 2 mm-hmm. Saturday, 1 on Sunday. I think I got 40 tickets left for Sunday show at 3 o'clock. The Nephew is in Richmond, Virginia. The Funny Bone is jumping off tonight, all right? Don't be late. Do not be late. Come on up in there and get it while the getting is good, because the Nephew going to show you what's up and coming, and it's me. Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Okay.
Laying in the cut. Montgomery, Alabama. The Nephew headed down there. Montgomery the Gump. That is March 30th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. That would be me. That would be J.J. Williamson. That would be Celebrity, the comedian, and the one and only Earthquake in the building in Montgomery, Alabama. Black hats up. Let's go, baby. Nephew, yep. Hawk, you want to come down to Richmond, man, and hang out with me? Get on stage, man. Let me.
Virginia.
Funny Bone, yeah. When the last time you been down there?
Ooh.
I was down there. Do all that? What?
Last time I was down there, I played golf with Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, there you go, Junior.
That's it. There you go, Junior.
Ooh, that was a big boy right there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the day I played with him. I played the round of golf. First time I ever played a round of golf with the same ball.
I've never done that. Ever.
One ball?
Same ball. One ball. On the 18th hole, I thought about it. I was so nervous.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.